101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. Interested in volunteering? Visit the Truth Family Fest website at truthfamilyfest.com to complete the volunteer form, or by emailing Sierra at Sierra.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations. Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee DCWS, AB CoreCore, and Ascension. And tap in MKE. Ascension. We're going to get it together. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Thank you so much for tapping in with us. If you are just now joining us, the first hour, I was giving an update on Nolan Wells' case, as well as the Tupac Amaru Shakur murder trial, and also talking about what happened at State Fair yesterday. And I was stating that a lot of people ask the wrong question. You know, they begin to, who raised the children? Who raised these kids? We did. We did, literally. Not just the parents, but society, social media. All of us are responsible, because the youth, they mimic what we do. And you can't tell me that I'm wrong, because how else would they know what to do? There's no way they would know what to do or how to do it had they not watched someone else do it, right? It has to come from somewhere. And I get it. It's a lot of people who say, I don't got nothing to do with that, or my children wasn't raised like that, so on and so on. But that's the very mentality, the very reason why they are the way that they are. Because we have this mentality of, it's not our responsibility, when indeed it is. It was the elders' responsibility when we were younger, right? Y'all know when y'all was growing up, the community was involved, the village. Now the parents don't want you checking their children, the children checking the parents and adults. There's just flat out no respect whatsoever. And I cannot blame it on lack of education, because if you sit down with a lot of these youth, they are smarter than you think. And majority of them don't have bad grades, right? So it's not that they are incompetent. It's because they just are fearless. They are angry. There's something inside of them that is going on, and they don't have any other way to express it. They begin to develop hate for their people. You know, we all have been in fights when we were younger, whether we wanted to be or not. And when we fought, it was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to fight you. We're going to get it over. And even if I don't like you or don't talk to you, I don't want to harm you. I don't want to fight you or hit you so hard to the point where I knock you out or knock you unconscious or put you in a position to where it could cost you your life. That's what I seen on them videos yesterday. What I seen on them videos yesterday made me sick to my stomach. And the people out there who are watching, I know some of them is y'all babies. Some of them is y'all babies. Instead of down talking the parents, help them. Help them. What can we do, right? They need help. The children need help. We all need help, because pretty soon there's going to be nothing for us to do. No, I don't care if they decide to make it 21 and older, if they make all these events 21 and older. These youth will still find a way to do whatever it is that they want to do. And speaking of not having anything to do, to the youth, there's a lot of safe summer sites, a lot of free events that your child, student, niece, nephew, whoever can attend. Me and Vaughn have lock-ins every Thursday and Friday at Five Stars, the old Y off of Titonia. We have children in there from 12 to 17, giving out money, playing basketball, painting and sipping. And we do it with 414 Life, the Office of Community and Wellness. They've had seminars and boot camps to teach the youth how to be radio, do radio, DJing, cooking classes with Zebra. There's all types of things that's happening. So I don't know if we can use an excuse anymore that there's not something for them to do, because it is. We have to begin to assist with guiding them towards these places so that they can get the mentorship, they can have certain conversations, and have fun all at the same time. Again, I'd rather they fight versus shooting each other, but not in the manner that they did, right? Not in a way that they did. And I will be a lie to say that this isn't how it used to be, because if you know, you know. If you grew up back then, it was still stuff like this going down. There just wasn't social media, and we were a little bit more respectful. But at the end of the day, they need assistance. They need help. The parents need help. We all need help. And that's one of the reasons why I didn't go. I haven't been to State Fair in years because I just don't feel like dealing with that. It's a lot, especially if you have children or you're bringing, you know, elders or whatever the case may be. And then we also have to figure out a way how to properly prepare for situations like this. And I think a big part of that is because it is in the city of West Allis, and it's not in the actual city of Milwaukee. The elected officials and community advocates who conduct certain events or things to cater to the youth don't have a say-so in how State Fair should be handling these situations or how they can properly prepare. I know last year, the CVI team, Ron and them, was down there, right? And they were de-escalating a lot of the situations. I don't know if that was the case this year or not. I don't think it was. But going forward, whenever we do have these type of events or large gatherings and we know that the youth are going to attend, instead of just packing it out with the police department, we need these youth organizations and community advocates who work with these babies directly to be there to de-escalate these situations. They may be the only people that they'll listen to. They may be the only people who can calm them down and get them to not act a fool. It's the five P's, right? The five P's. That's what we have to do. I don't know what this is going to look like going forward as far as State Fair, as far as Summerfest, as far as any festivals. But with school coming back in the fall and winter time, we have three seasons, fall, winter, and spring, to figure out what to do before it gets hot outside again next year. And it cannot be the same solutions that we've had. It cannot be just for the summertime. This has to be a solution that is permanent. There has to be programming that lasts throughout all four seasons, throughout the entire year. And we have to make sure that we are putting the dollars where they need to go to assist these babies. Because if we don't, we're going to have a city where everybody is no longer going to want to be here. The people who want to be successful, because it becomes a headache. It's starting to become a headache. It's going to start forcing people to leave. They're already leaving. They've been leaving. It's going to start forcing people to say, you know what? This is not a city where I can raise my child. And I no longer want any parts of this. And I hate to say it, and I hope it don't come to that point. But looking at all of these different situations happen, that's exactly what's going to start happening. We got to go to break. When we come up, we got Emmett James in the building. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.
Okay, I'm straight from the north side. Thought I won't respond well. You got the wrong guy. I came to ball and you just court side. Jen wanna play.
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We got a special guest in the building, Emma James. Thank you so much for joining us today. I just spent an entire hour asking who gets to write your story. And you are actually a perfect guest for this conversation. Every artist spends years waiting for somebody to book them, for somebody to promote them, for somebody just to notice them in general. And you've decided to create the Big Band Barbecue. So let's start here. When did you decide, I'm done waiting for somebody to build the opportunity, I'm going to build it myself?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I kind of always been that way. I spent, I'll make this quick. I spent 8 years in LA. So the first time I went to LA, I did the whole pay to play, sell tickets to get slot times. And it only took me 2 times to do that, to realize that that's not what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Met a homie in LA. He had a big backyard. I started doing backyard shows. We was losing money at first, and then we figured out a way how to make like even just a little bit of profit.
Yeah.
So now you fast forward to the Big Band Barbecue. It was December 2022. I was talking to my homie who's the music director. And I was like, yo, when I move to Milwaukee, when I move back, I want to do like a big band show. I always do 4 or 5 pieces. Like I want to do like more than 10. He's like, when you ready to do that, let me know. So he writes and arranges all the parts for the musicians. And so, that was December 2022. First big band was August 2023.
Come on.
So like eight months later, we were able to actualize it. So that's kind of like the genesis of the idea.
So why barbecue? Why the live band? What type of experience are you trying to create by merging those two things together?
Yeah, I think when people think barbecue, you think like family function, outing. Unk on the grill with the toes out. We won't have that part.
With the
sand. Yeah. We won't have that part. We've never had that part, actually, but that would have been dope to do it when it was outside. But I just think music and food, drinks, they go good together.
Yeah.
And so I hit my girl Ashley. She works at Daddy Soul Food and Grill.
Come on.
And we've had this partnership for 4 years now.
Yeah.
Where usually I get food catered from them, but now they're going to do the food truck this year.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a little bit different. So it just go together, in my opinion.
What do you think is missing from today's music that you think the live bands brings back?
I think for the performer and for the audience member, just live music is just a little bit more special.
Yeah.
From the performer's POV, I'm not like married to the studio version.
Yeah.
If I want to slow a song down, I can slow it down. If I want to extend a song lower, hey, I want the trumpet and the bass is going off right now. Y'all keep doing y'all thing for 60 more seconds.
Yep.
If I'm performing with a track, I'm married to the hook is right here, the verse is right here. And I think it's just something dope about and special and magical about live music. And so every time I get a chance, I try to do that. When I can't, I do what I call a hybrid set. So you might see me play, and I might do tracks and trumpet, tracks and violin. That way you still have that. I'm still married to the track, but you still have that live instrumentation element to it.
Yes. And there's no, honestly, like, I love music, and I love creating music. And even when producing, if I'm making a beat, I can go on FL and make a beat. I can go on Logic and make a beat, right? But when you're playing the instruments versus just tapping it, you know what I'm saying? It's a different experience. And it's the same where you're going to a concert. It's like, yeah, you can rap over the track, you know, but when you hear the instruments playing live, when you hear the drums that guitar or the bass, like it does something to your soul.
Yeah. One of my favorite things too is to see my producer homies. Let's say I do a song that they produced.
Yeah.
And them to see it. Like I remember when I was in the studio making it, and now like they get to see horns and singers and string players. So it's even for them, from that POV, it's a dope opportunity to see like the music come alive.
So there's a difference between being an artist and an event producer. What did creating this teach you about business?
On a nonprofit end, it taught me a lot. It's funny because when I was in college learning about fundraising, I was like, this, I'm never going to use this.
Yeah.
And now every summer for the last 4 years is all I do. And because people don't give much, like in order to produce this event for this year, it costs 20 grand. But as an organization, they can't write checks to me. Right. They got to write checks to a nonprofit. It's tax deductible, yada, yada. And so like, I've just been learning a lot about from that angle, why nonprofits move the way they do, why maybe I might want to start one or maybe why I don't want to start
one. Exactly.
So from that angle and just fundraising is like a fancy word for saying begging.
Yep.
But getting people to believe in the magic is a fancier way of saying it. But I learned a lot from that angle.
I used to do events, and I used to do large-scale events. And not only is it stressful when it comes to obtaining the funds, but finding the right people to help you carry it out.
Yeah.
I think the scariest part of it all is whether or not it's going to be successful. What was the scariest part about betting on yourself when it came to creating this event?
I think I've never produced an event. I've gone on, paid for an event, maybe a couple of grand.
Yeah.
But when you start talking 15, 20.
Yeah, it's money on the line.
Yeah, it's just last year was the first year I owed money and had to go in my pocket.
Yeah.
It was like a couple grand, so it wasn't a lot. But that part is the scariest. I remember the second year, my homegirl who helped me produce this, shout out to Joy Boy, we got a $1,500 sponsorship the day of.
Yeah.
We needed like 3 more grand, and then we got half of it the day of.
Yeah.
And so I think that is the scary part, looking the musicians in the face and being like, yo, I said I was going to do this.
Yeah.
I got to do this now to make this work. And they always rock with me and cool with me, but I don't like having that conversation. But I'm always straight up and upfront about money.
Yeah.
People get real funny about money sometimes, and I try not to be that way.
Yeah. And it's difficult because you want to. I was just having this conversation this weekend. Like, I am so burnt out with doing things for love, because when you ride with people and their vision, and they get to where they're going, it become like some people, not all, but some people is like they don't, you know, reach back or appreciate the work that you put in. So to your point, it's like it's a horrible feeling to be able to say, hey, I know we agreed to this, but this was the outcome, right? But it's even better when you have solid people on your team who's like, you know what, I'm in it with you. And most importantly, one thing I tell my students all the time is, everybody want to be the boss, but the boss get paid last. Yeah. Like, when the money comes back and you see that return, there's so much overhead and so many people and things you have to pay for. So you're really selfless, right? Because you're trying to make sure that everybody that you're pulling into this event is successful. And then as far as like the artist component of it, a lot of artists complain constantly about not getting booked. What would you tell an artist who's waiting on promoters instead of creating their own platform?
I would tell them stop waiting and like book yourself. There's quite a few venues. I'll give you an example. There's a venue called Var Gallery. It costs $50 to rent.
Mm-hmm.
Could hold 60 people. It's in Walker's Point.
Yes.
Hire a homie to do the sound. They got sound there, but if you on stage, you can't do the sound. Hire a homie $50, $100 to do the sound. Bring your DJ or bring the band. It's a low cost event.
Yeah.
And then just book yourself. And then I think the more you do stuff, people see what you're doing.
Yes.
And then they'll reach out to you. If you do care about promoters booking you, then do both.
Yeah.
Reach out to them and book your own stuff.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, reach out to book your own show. Reach out to a promoter. Invite them to the show for free.
Yes.
So they can see the magic for themselves.
That's right. That's right. 5 years from today, what do you want Big Band Barbecue to become?
You know, that's a funny question because I think this is going to be the last one.
Why? It's a lot of work.
Not just it's a lot of work. I'm be moving around next summer. Yeah. I'm going to be in moving to Brooklyn next summer. So that's around the time I would have this event.
Yeah.
So I do got another event up my sleeve that I want to do before I go. But we live in Milwaukee. Yeah. This is the foe. This is the fourth annual. I thought this might be a good. So for the foreseeable future, this might be like the capstone. But maybe later down the line, we'll see. I don't know. People keep telling me they're not letting me do that, but
yeah.
Unless they say, hey, here's 20 grand,
yeah.
We're not letting it happen, then you know, what are we talking about?
Put your money where your mouth is. Yeah, yeah. Would you ever do it in a different state?
I did something similar in L.A., band-wise. It was like 9 pieces.
Yeah.
But if I'm settled somewhere, I would think about it. Like next year, I'm going to be traveling. I'm like, to Atlanta, Chicago, Memphis. I'm going to just be moving around so much, doing different artsy stuff. So I won't be settled in a space to pull off an event like this.
Yeah.
So like to pull this off, soon it was over last year, me and Joy started planning.
Yeah.
I got a plan throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. I'm going to be moving around too much but maybe potentially.
Yeah.
Potentially I would.
Well, speaking of artistry and performing, you are coming to kick it with us this Saturday for Truth Family Fest.
I am. I'm excited about that, too.
With this being a community event, what is different about performing in front of families versus just a regular show?
I think the cool thing about events like this, especially because as artists, when you play events like this, it's family friendly.
Yeah.
It like keeps you sharp on that end. But it also, from a hip-hop angle, it shows people like a positive light about hip-hop.
Yeah.
Because usually, especially for like an older demographic, and I know this is a youth event, but for older demographic, people are kind of like, they don't got the best opinions about hip hop.
Yep.
So when they could come to an event and it's clean, even if it's just clean for that day, but it's clean, you see you doing something, you're doing something positive with yourself and your community, it's always another dope opportunity to highlight hip hop in a positive way. So I think
absolutely
that's cool.
Why do community appearances matter to you?
What do you mean by community?
Like agreeing to do this community event.
Oh, because I think that this is what this is, even with the big band, this is what this is all about.
Yeah.
Giving back, reaching back, doing your part.
Yeah.
And I've been back here for like going on 4 years next year, and I've been to at least 2 of these.
Yeah.
Waiting on the call.
Yeah.
Waiting on the call, baby. So I'm glad I was able to be a part of it.
Yes, so. Indeed. So thank you so much for joining us today. Can you give people information about the Big Band Barbecue and how we can come and support?
Yeah, Turner Hall, Friday, August 21st. Doors at 7, music at 8, 20-piece band, drums, bass, keys, guitar, 3 saxophones, 2 trumpets, 2 trombones, 2 flutes, a 3-person choir, and some special guests popping out. Genesis Renji, Von Alexander, Cam, Classic, Mandela Effects is going to be a vibe.
Is this a free event?
It is not free. Normally it is free, but we at Turner Hall, we got some more expenses. Yep. So it's $10.
Okay. Oh, that's not bad. So how can we purchase tickets?
You could go to emmittjames.com. That's E-M-M-I-T-T, james.com. Or you could go to the Pabst Theater Group. Click on Turner Hall, Friday, August 21st. Tickets will be right there.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Emmett, again, for stopping through. It's always a pleasure. I look forward to attending your event Friday and seeing you rock the stage on Saturday. Coming back, we are keeping family in the conversation because after everything we've discussed at the 4 o'clock hour, maybe the answer isn't just criticizing young people. Maybe the answer is creating more places where young people and families can experience community differently. That's exactly what we're doing this Saturday at Truth Family Fest. Coming up next, it's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama.
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. You are officially tapped in. I want to say happy Monday, Milwaukee, but it's a rough Monday for me. For those who are just now tuning in, I lost 2 incredible people. One of them is one of the reasons why I'm here today in this chair. Smalls, Joseph Jackson. He played a huge part in my career. If you haven't watched the Homer Blow interview, we talked about him. Homer is the person who actually introduced me to him. Proud Howard alumni. Man, the man wore so many hats and was just such a great person. And I'm going to truly miss him. And I send my love to Joker, to his sister Jasmine, his mother, to his entire family and everyone who knew him, as well as Bud, man, Kawanda. Kawanda was on the chat earlier. I got that call from her 3 o'clock in the morning, and another 24 hours less than 24 hours, So again, I want to send my condolences to Kawanda, the family, as well. And we're going to keep the legacy alive. Before we did the interview with Emmett, we were talking about the situation at Wisconsin State Fair and what is happening with the youth. And that had me thinking. I also mentioned that we can no longer use the excuse that there is not anything to do, because there are numerous of youth activities as well as events. And speaking of events, this Saturday we are having Truth Family Fest. So listen, Truth Family Fest is this weekend, Saturday, August 22nd. And I want to connect this directly to what we talked about earlier. Why does Black community always have to gather because somebody died? Think about that. A vigil, we there, funeral, we there, a shooting, we there, a protest, we there, an emergency, we there. But when it comes to obtaining resources and, you know, assisting, right? It's always a matter of, do I feel like going or not? So this weekend we're having Truth Family Fest. We'll have resources, music, family, children, entertainment, community organizations, but most importantly, connection. And y'all, if you don't know Truth, right? Truth Nation, you get to meet us. We are having a meet and greet. We will be there live and direct. So you'll get a chance to come and chop it up with us in person, right? And see the face behind the microphone for those who do not watch YouTube. And if you don't, make sure that you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, 101.7 The Truth. But I'm extremely excited about this event. For those who aren't familiar with my background, I do have a background in producing events. I was the director of community engagement for the Allen Iverson Classic for 5 years. Before I finished that, I assisted with his book tour last year as well. I've assisted with bringing the Wisconsin Festival here and getting that up and running with T-Pain. I've done MMA events with Anthony Pettis. I've done my own events. I've done events with the Tupac and Marvin Shakur Foundation. And I love community. I love resources. I love events. The vendors that we have coming to Truth Family Fest are some amazing organizations. And with everything that's happening, not just the violence and stuff like that, but also inflation, also, you know, health, all of that. Like, I can't express to y'all, especially to those who always constantly reach out to me for resources, we will have at least 100 vendors there. There's so many people that is going to be there with direct resources, not resources where you got to play the game of let me pass you to somebody and who can pass you along to somebody else. But these are resources and organizations that has a direct impact in our community. So I don't want to hear about what you need when I know for a fact that there are events that's happening every weekend. Right. This summer, there has been from Hill to Hood to 414 Life. They just had something this past Saturday. Truth Family Fest, the big barbecue. All of these things are taking place. And there are so many people in need of assistance, but yet they never show up. So if you got money and energy to show up to brunch or the club, please bring your children and get that energy to take them to Truth Family Fest this Saturday. It is a youth event. So again, we're talking about the youth. We're talking about the state of youth and what happened and all of that stuff. This is a positive event that you can bring them to where you don't have to worry about, you know, all of the chaos and confusion. We're just simply saying, hey, this is what we have to offer. These are the organizations and the resources that's coming. We'll have some live performances. Emma James is actually performing that weekend, and we will be there in person. You know, the Truth Nation, we will be there airing live. You guys will be able to also do a meet and greet where we can have conversations in person. And I want to meet y'all, right? Y'all family. We sit behind the cameras and the mic all day, and we don't really have the opportunity to see who we're speaking to and engage. And I want to. When I personally utilize this platform, it's not just so y'all can hear me run my mouth for 3 hours. It's for me to impact and inspire. is for me to say, hey, I know where to, if I don't have it, I know where you can go and get the resources. And that's what I want to do. I want y'all to meet me there. I want y'all to meet me at Truth Family Fest this Saturday. Come up to me, introduce yourself. Hey, Jazz, I'm so-and-so. Let's chop it up. What resources do you have? Right? I know so many people who need information, so many people who need resources. And shout out to Jasmine West. Shout out to Madi. Shout out to a couple of people who are faithful Truth Nation listeners who called in and offered their services and resources as well multiple times, right? Show up. Come on, y'all. Let's do what we got to do. Let's pull it all together. So again, this Saturday at Riverside University High School, we will Truth Nation will be in the building, 101.7 The Truth. We will be there, live and direct performances, food, vendors, resources. This is a family event, so you can bring the babies. You can bring the babies, especially if they haven't started school back yet. This is something that you all can do as a family before it's time for them to go back to school. That, well, for some of y'all, because I already started today, honey, let me tell you. I went back to teaching today, and boy, we got to do better. We got to do better, y'all. We got to do better. It was very chaotic. It was about 30 parents up at the school. You know, they got to go to work. They frustrated because it's a lot going on. But I'm excited about the new school year. I'm excited to bring resources to the community around this time. And this is one way that we are doing it. Also, if you didn't catch the interview with Emmett James at 5 o'clock, he has the big barbecue event taking place this Friday at Turner Hall. I believe he said tickets are $10, but there'll be a Daddy Soul Food food truck out there. They're doing a live band, some performances with him and Von Alexander and Classic. Classic, if you guys don't know who that is, he is off the chain. Super, super fire. So there's a lot of different things you can, you know, do this weekend to enjoy yourself. But the reason why I'm talking about the Family Fest, Truth Family Fest, is because of what we just seen at Summerfest, right? We have to find a way to invite our youth to positive events. And this is a positive youth-driven event that we want y'all to take advantage of, right? I don't know a lot of radio stations that host Family Fest events for without, you know, doing it in a sense where it's like, hey, we have to. Like, this is something I know for a fact everybody who's a part of 101.7 The Truth, as far as the host and the staff, like, this is what we do outside of work. Right? This is where our heart is. And we're saying, hey, yeah, we want y'all to have a good time. But most importantly, we want y'all to come and enjoy the resources that we're, you know, providing, the organizations that we're providing. We're inviting you to say, hey, because you listen to us and you are family, let me help you. This is how I can help you. I don't know what your situation is, but I can refer you to a vendor who can assist you with your situation. And then you can come back and let us know afterwards if it worked or if it didn't work. Hey, I was at True Family Fest this weekend. I needed this. And I, you know, was able to make a connection with so-and-so. And now this happened. Or, hey, y'all should have had this. Whatever the case may be, we won't know unless y'all come. Come take advantage of it. It's free. There is no charge. Free of charge. Come get the information. Come get the resources. Come kick it with me. Even if y'all feel like y'all need help, come kick it with me. Come tap in. Let's chop it up. Let's have some conversation, right? Let's get some work done. And let's enjoy the end of the summer, because y'all know it took forever to get to this point, meaning that it took forever for me to accept the fact that summer is about to end. That summer, that school is back, that this summer went by so fast, I didn't even get a chance to really enjoy it. Although fall is my favorite season, I didn't get a chance to really enjoy the summertime because it went by too fast, way too fast. We got to go to break. Coming back, I'm telling you again to make sure y'all pull up this Saturday to Truth Family Fest, August 22nd. But we're also talking about community solutions, right? Let's finish this hour together. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.
Somebody need to do a song for L.A. Straight up. Just for
go out to L.A. The new anthem. California Love Part 2.
One
to live in L.A. West side. West side. West side. To live and die in LA, where everybody try to
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Milwaukee, before we went to break, I was talking about Truth Family Fest this Saturday. Again, we all know what happened at Summerfest. We've seen it. Don't want to reiterate it, you know, multiple times. I'm sure you guys have heard about it and seen it. But I do want to highlight something positive, something that is... It is an event that you can bring your children to, you can bring your grandmama to, whoever. It's the Truth Family Fest that's happening this Saturday at Riverside University, hosted by us, by 101.7 The Truth. We will be there live and direct, which means that if you do not know us personally, this is a great time to come in, do a meet and greet. Come in, sit down and chop it up with us. If you have personal resources that we can connect people to outside of that event, we do want to work with you and hear from you. That's what it's about. That's what this platform is about. And that's what the community is about. So we'll have some vendors. We'll have special guests in the building. Emmett James will be performing that day as well. And some of the vendors that we'll have will be UWM Pre-College, housing resources. So for those who are not familiar with housing resources, I actually started that program in my 20s. I didn't finish it, but they have a home ownership program that you guys can sign up for. So if you are a first time or looking to be a first time homeowner, you're able to sit down with them, schedule an appointment so that you can go in, get all of your documentation together, whatever the case may be, so that they can get you on the journey of becoming a homeowner. Urban Ecology Center will be there. Big Brothers, Big Sisters Mentorship Program. Milwaukee Courier, shout out to Milwaukee Courier. 100 Black Men, shout out to 100 Black Men Organization and the people that I know who sit on that board, some awesome, amazing human beings who are doing some amazing work. Community Advocates, shout out to my cousin, Mondwella, who actually runs Community Advocates. They will be there as well. Rental House and Resource Center, which is ran by, the director is Erica Crowley, the wife and spouse of David Crowley as well. And you never know, Mr. Crowley might pop up too, you know. City of Milwaukee, DCWS, Educators Credit Union, and Tap In MKE. So, if you have nothing to do, even if you do have something to do, pull up this weekend and make sure that you come with intentions on receiving information. That means, hey, we talked about it last week, right? Don't wait. If there's something you want to do in your life, don't wait. If anything with Smalls passing away and Bud passing away, if it taught me anything this weekend, it reminded me never to wait. Right? Because tomorrow, today ain't even promised. So whatever it is that you're trying to do, like I mentioned, I just went through some of the resources there. If you are someone who is looking to purchase a home and you don't know where to start, or you may have doubt, housing resources will be there. And I'm telling you from experience, right? In my early 20s, I started the program, but I didn't finish it. If I would have finished it, I would have owned a home in my 20s. But come with a motivational spirit of being intentional. I want to be a homeowner. Let me go to Truth Family Fest to sit down with housing resources to see how I can make that happen. It doesn't matter if your situation is perfect. It doesn't matter if your credit jacked up. It doesn't matter, right? There are literally resources and programs out here to help you, but it starts with you. So if you want to own a home, and you're not sure how to start, or you're afraid to start, I'm asking you personally to pull up this Saturday. Even if you come up to me, hey, I heard you on the radio talking about home ownership. It took a lot for me to come down here, but I'm here. All right, cool. Let's get you to the right person. Let's get you to the right vendor so that you can start your journey, right? If you need mentorship, if you need assistance when it comes to rentals, right? Being someone who rents. I know that there is a lot of situations going on with people and their landlords in the city of Milwaukee, and a lot of people are not versed to the landlord-tenant rights. And it may sound boring, it may sound simple, but this is a harsh reality. There are people who are dealing with some slumlords on a completely different level, and there are landlords who are dealing with tenants who are horrible. And no one is clear on the landlord-tenant laws in the state of Wisconsin, which makes it more difficult for you to be a landlord or a tenant because you don't understand when something goes wrong what your right is as a tenant or as a landlord, right? Or if you are facing eviction, if you have some type of housing crisis, if you need emergency assistance to help pay to move into a house, or if you have a landlord who is not willing to work with you, community advocates will be there. That is what they specialize in. How do I know? Because my cousin runs it. My cousin runs it. I know all about their programs, and it works. And they have multiple resources to assist, as well as the rental housing portion also, which is ran by Miss Erica Crowley, right? I just seen her. She came up here for an interview, and then I seen her at Bronzeville Fest. And now she's at Truth Family Fest as well, which is so freaking dope. Outside of election, she's doing this on a regular basis. But to have someone who is an expert in that, that's amazing as well. Because, again, they have the valuable information that's needed for the community. So, again, there's multiple people. Tap in MKE. So I know y'all see the Set My Show, Tap In with Jazz Tyler. I got numerous of calls the past week. Hey, man, I keep seeing these flyers talking about tapping MKE, man. Who is that? I know it ain't you because I ain't see your face on a flyer. We are in partnership with Tapping MKE. Tapping MKE is something that we're working with as far as Safe Summer Site initiatives, where they have multiple things happening this summer to keep the youth safe, out of the way, busy, you know, all of the above, right? Me and Vaughn is a part of that as well. We have the locked in programs every Thursday and Friday. Actually, we have three more weeks left before we take a break and start up for the fall. But from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Thursdays and Fridays, your students or your youth ages 12 to 17 can meet us at Five Star. Five Star is the old YMCA off of Titonia and Garfield, right there by the funeral home. It's free. All they have to do is just sign up. We have basketball, we got paint and sip, we got yoga, we have arts and crafts. They can win money. We have shoe giveaways, gift card giveaways. We have mentorship. We have free haircuts. There's so much going on in that building. Send us your babies. We want them. We've taken up to 100 youth at one time. There's other safe summer sites as well. Shout out to Zebra. He has a cooking class with the youth where he can show them how to cook. Remember, these are things that we were taught in school, but they're not teaching this in school. So, again, there was an event with Homer Blow as well where they showed them how to DJ and talk to them about radio. So there's all types of things going on. You can go to tapinmke.com. to take a look at a lot of those events. I got to give a shout out to Brother Duncan too, man. Brother Duncan, and he be pulling up with the bean pies. And I'm a huge fan of it because, A, it's healthy. And I love sugar and snacks. Well, I used to. I'm trying to get better at my diet. But he does a lot with us, with the youth and the community as well, with a lot of the people who are with Tap In MKE. And if you see Brother Duncan out anywhere, go grab you a bean pie, for real. Go support that brother, support his movement. Make sure you are tapping in that way also. Listen, If y'all don't do anything else before we head into this 6 o'clock hour and we finish off this hour, my call to action specifically for this hour is for y'all to pull up on me. And I mean that right now, y'all. It's been a lot going on. I need some love. We need some love. I want to help y'all. I need y'all to help me. Let's get these resources. Let's work as one unit. Let's put our minds together, Truth Nation. Anybody that's listening, even if you don't have a business or own a business, it doesn't matter. The mode I'm in right now, especially losing two people, especially losing Smalls, is legacy and pushing forward and making sure that I can continue to be impactful. And I don't want to do that by myself. I didn't do this by myself, right? There's people who played a role in my success. Now it's time for us to do that with these babies. Again, yes, this is a family event, but the youth will be there. We keep talking about all these situations and fights we're seeing at State Fair, Summerfest, so on and so on. But at the end of the day, there are other events where we would like to invite the youth and invite families so that we all can come to one understanding on how to move as a unit throughout the city of Milwaukee, right? It's enough room for everybody to get to it. It's enough room for everybody to work together. Let's put our heads together this Saturday. Let's put our energy into making sure we can play our part to make this city safer and provide the resources to help them, the youth and their families, so that we can continue out the rest of 2026 the way that we should. And that's moving as one unit. That's what we should be doing at all times, right? So I gotta go to break. But at six, we are going to recap, bring it back to the top. We're going a little bit deeper, no headlines, no surface conversation. I want to connect the Tupac, Nolan Wells, and my homie Small, and these young people around everything we've discussed today around one uncomfortable reality. Sometimes the world decides who you were after you can no longer defend yourself. Who gets the final word? Let's talk about it. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. Pull up on me.